Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Over the weekend, there were five non-fatal shootings near Milwaukee's Washington Park. Candidate for sheriff Ernell Lucas says the violence in the parks is directly related to the acting sheriff's decision to limit patrols in the county parks. In a statement, Lucas said Richard Schmidt does not have a plan to end the ongoing violence occurring in our parks, and his policies have failed to protect the public. Lucas also said that Schmidt focuses patrols on Bradford Beach at the lakefront, but ignores the county's other 140 parks. The next Milwaukee County Sheriff will be chosen by voters in next Tuesday's primary election. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee County Museum, one of the oldest natural history museums in the nation, needs to build a new facility, and conceptual designs were recently unveiled and circulated for what that building could look like. The Fiserv company, whose name will be on the Bucks' new arena, may build their long-delayed new headquarters in downtown Milwaukee, right next to the new arena. And the owner of Atomic Glass, which used to be on Milwaukee's east side, has been ordered to pay $4.5 million for selling synthetic marijuana. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker said he sees no value in visiting a state prison to see for himself the conditions for citizens who are incarcerated. The governor made the statement at a press conference yesterday, where he also criticized Democrats who say we need prison reform. Walker has never visited a correctional facility since he became governor. A teacher who was beaten at a juvenile prison last year has been asking to meet with Walker to discuss the problems, but he has declined the request. Critics say the prisons are understaffed and the guards are undertrained. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Scott Walker said he sees no value in visiting a state prison to see for himself the conditions for citizens who are incarcerated. The governor made the statement at a press conference yesterday, where he also criticized Democrats who say we need prison reform. Wisconsin's primary election is next Tuesday. You can find out your polling place and see a copy of your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. And the Brewers lost to the Padres last night 11-5. Game two of that three-game series is tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, mostly sunny with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon and highs in the low 80s. For Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.